This is KUT. A few weeks ago, we asked you to tell us what you wanted to know about Austin. It's a project we're calling AT Explained. You sent in dozens of questions you wanted us to investigate. We narrowed it down to one by letting the public vote at KUT.org. The story those voters chose is about Austin's African-American population, specifically why it's shrinking, even as every other demographic group in the city grows. KUT's Mose Buchel looked into it.
Ellen Sweets used to be on KUT's advisory board, but not anymore. You're on the road, right? What are you doing?
Yeah, we're driving along. I'm watching, looking at orchards, and skies cleared up a little bit.
She left us to start a new life in Northern California. She was driving with her brother when I talked to her.
I feel a little, hold on a second, look at that rainbow. I'm seeing a rainbow. See it?
Wait, you're actually seeing a rainbow right now as you're talking about it.
I had to point that out to my brother.
That sounds like a pretty auspicious
omen. Yes.
Sweets left Austin for a lot of reasons, but her experience of race here played a part. She says living here as an African-American woman, it just started to feel like too much work. She even wrote an essay about it before she left.
Austin has a measure of unjustifiable self-satisfaction with itself these days. It's not me. And at my age, I don't feel like putting up with anything anymore.
She is not alone. Thousands of Black Austinites have said goodbye in recent years, and that led to a question.
Why is Austin the only city in the country that's experiencing a percentage decline of our African-American population?
Jen O'Neill is the listener who submitted the question, our first AT Explained story.
I am currently a student at Southwestern University.
Is it strange that I wondered whether the person who asked this question would be white or black?
No. No, it's not strange at all.
And here we are, two white people.
Yeah.
Talking about race.
So. Yeah. I think I even read an article recently. I forget who it was by, but it was like the whiteness of public radio.
That sounds like a good story, too. But first, this one.
There is one clarification to my question we have to make.
Yes. The fact is that a surprising number of U.S. cities are experiencing a decline in their African-American populations.
Washington, D.C., Chicago, Detroit.
Eric Tang is a UT professor who studies this trend. And he says what makes Austin different is that it's a fast-growing city.
And its growth between 2000 and 2010 was a staggering 20.4%. So if you took all cities that fit that category, all of them saw a simultaneous growth in African Americans. There was one exception, and that was Austin.
Austin's Black population dropped by about 4,000 between 2000 and 2010.
In the middle of tremendous growth. That just doesn't happen. It doesn't make sense.
And tremendous growth across, if I'm not mistaken, almost every other demographic.
Exactly. Latinos, Asians, whites all grew. And African Americans saw an absolute decline.
And that trend continues. A lot of the people who leave still live near Austin. But the population shift flies in the face of the city's well-cultivated image of an inclusive kind of town. Here's Jen O'Neill again.
Like, if you want to be white and just do your own little white thing in your own little white world, I don't know. I don't think I want that to be the city.
So to figure out how we got here, let's start with a little history. I'm standing at the corner of 9th and Neches Streets, downtown Austin. There's a Holiday Inn across the street from me. Next to that, there's a big pit in the ground where they're building another hotel. But if I was here 100 years ago, I would be near the site of the Wesley United Methodist Church. That was a church built by a congregation of freed slaves in 1867. It stood here until 1929. Then the church moved here to the much quieter corner of Hackberry Street and San Bernard, east of what is now I-35. There's an historic marker in front of this church that mentions the move, but what it doesn't describe is what was happening in Austin at that time. In 1928, the city of Austin wrote up a master plan to cement lines of segregation. It pushed Black and Hispanic people to the east side. Before that, Black Austinites lived in little enclaves around town. But by 1930, 80% of Austin's African-American community was on the east side.
Where our churches and stores and businesses were, it was the hub center for African-Americans.
Reverend Sylvester Chase Jr. is the senior pastor at Wesley United Methodist. He says it was still like that when he arrived here 21 years ago.
I didn't see white people. Hardly ever saw you. You didn't cross 35. I'm talking about white people.
But over the last 15 years or so, all that's changed. White people, many of them new to town, started moving east of the highway. In full disclosure, I was one of them.
Now, everybody is flocking to the east side. Whites from all across the nation are coming to the east side. I think they finally decided we've gone west, we've gone north, we've gone south, now we got to come east.
So here's a big part of the answer. Because Austin's black community was so segregated historically, it felt the impacts of gentrification more severely. A small part of town that had been designated for African Americans became the center of a real estate boom. Taxes are up, along with cost of living. Longtime residents are moving out.
All right, so what happens to this church then? I mean, what's the future?
It might not be a future at this location.
Are you looking at other locations?
We're not looking. But you say, well, there's a future. I'm just saying at this location, it's just like businesses. Sometimes you have to relocate.
And that's where the story could end. But not this time.
The only time I see black people in the news in Austin, I don't want it to always be talking about, well, woe is me. There are not enough of us here. I think that does something psychologically, even if it's, you know, unconscious, to my white peers or counterparts, that is the only worthy conversation to be associated with the black community.
Virginia Cumberbatch is a native Austinite. She's black, and among many other things, she works in marketing and public relations. And that informs her take on this question. Cumberbatch says, yes, it's important to address the economic realities that are pushing people out. But while we do that, we should recognize the contributions of people that are here.
We're putting together, you know, our top 10 list of people to watch, or we're putting together, you know, 5 stylish people, and all the people on that list are white. Then what is my understanding of what Austin represents? It's white culture.
So on top of everything else, it's a PR problem. Austin has shown itself to be good at PR.
Exactly.
Selling itself.
Oh, yeah. The city has no trouble. I mean, I think there was one year where we were like on every top 10 list.
Or to put it another way, as the city loses longtime black residents, is it doing anything to attract new ones? She says she just talked to a friend on the East Coast who happens to be black. He's thinking about moving here. A lot of this stuff came up in their conversation. We started this story with someone who is leaving, so thought I'd give him a call.
Who are you with?
Yeah, that is a fair question. Elijah Williams lives in Washington, D.C. with his wife, and they're looking to move in a year, and Austin's on the short list. He likes the job market here. He likes the laid-back reputation, the outdoorsiness.
Just a good city where we can enjoy ourselves and have fun, sort of newlyweds, but also as future parents.
But he's weighing it against other places that have larger and more visible black populations, like Houston.
I do also value the opportunity to sort of coalesce around, you know, folks that look like me from time to time.
He says finding that will be more work in Austin. It's not a deal breaker, but he says it's an important thing to think about. Moses Bouchel, KT News.